Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. Today is Friday. I'm so excited to bring you these wonderful guests that we have here to support you to live your best life. My first guest today is Sarah Ellis. She is across the pond. She's in the UK. It's nighttime over there. And I always love when we have people from around the world as guests to join us here. And also, of course, our audience. Sarah Ellis is a certified hypnotherapist and trained as a specialist at the National Center for Eating Disorders in the UK. She's the author of Stop Overeating, What You Want Is Sex. So listen to this. Stop Overeating When What You Want Is Sex. I've done hundreds of interviews, and I've never heard of this before. So I'm really curious to talk to Sarah about this. A guide to breaking free from emotional eating and getting your most intimate needs met. She has a practice in Harley Street in London, where for over 20 years, she has helped thousands of clients to get out of punishing addiction cycles and begin to enjoy the happiness and fulfillment they deserve. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much for inviting me. Wonderful to be here.
It's so great to have you. So as I said in the introduction, I've never heard of this before. Stop Overeating, What You Really Want Is Sex. Take us into that.
Well, it's partly my personal story. I dropped 4 dress sizes. And by the way, my inspirational story, although I dropped 4 dress sizes, weight loss isn't the goal. I think that people should be happy whatever size they are. And for me, a byproduct of getting happy and getting my needs met was that I stopped overeating. I stopped comfort eating, I stopped emotional eating, and a nice side effect of that was that I dropped all the weight. After years of dieting unsuccessfully, and I think all diets are unsuccessful, by the way. So that is my story of hope. And I thought that I wanted to write the book. Of course, we would all like to sell millions, but that wasn't really the objective of writing the book. I yo-yo dieted for years, from my teens to my late 20s. And I thought, if I can stop one person from going through that nightmare that I went through, I will be happy. You know, by writing the book, if one person is helped by my book, then that will be great. I mean, hopefully it will be more. So that is my personal story of how I, for many years, was stuffing down my feelings with food. And I had a, shall we call it, a sexual awakening. You'll have to read the book to find out. And through that, I stopped comfort eating and everything changed in my life. And from there on, I was able to really have a profound regard for my health, my self-esteem that I never had before. And that's where I would like everyone else to get.
Yeah, I love that so much that, you know, you went through it yourself and then you had the side effect of losing a lot of weight. You stopped emotional eating, connecting deeper and more intimate with yourself. And, I don't know what the statistic is here in America, but obesity is a number one killer here in America. So obesity, and it's an epidemic, actually. So
Same
there's,
here. Same here.
yeah. So I feel like, this is something that isn't really talked about as much as it should be talked about, because I don't know, we're focusing on all the other issues, but there's many, many, many people suffering from obesity and poor health and emotional eating, which all, if we're looking at why are we emotionally eating, we could say, I'm sure you have a checklist of why people emotionally eat, but one of them could be loneliness.
Completely. And that's another epidemic that is not talked about. Loneliness is as likely to kill you as smoking or being a hard drinker.
Yeah.
And it isn't really talked about much in our society. And in fact, it is getting worse and worse by the day because of these things that we have in our hands permanently, phones, and the little earplugs, they are my pet hate. I hate them. On a day-to-day basis, sometimes I will go to say something to someone, "Oh, I like your dog. What breed of dog is that?" And they pull out these, they haven't heard what you've, so there isn't even the basic human contact that we should be getting, let alone the deeper intimate needs.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was about to say, because that is the underlining core message of what you're talking about, is to have our needs met as a human being and as our humanity. And our needs as our humanity is not the distraction of all the addictions that we're using to keep the disconnect, to keep the divide, to keep all of the things going. Like you said, it's getting worse by the day. And I agree with you. And even thinking about times when life was easier and life was more fun, like, I don't know, there's many people younger than us that don't even know what we're talking about. They have no idea when life used to be easy. I'm referring to times in the 90s when life used to be different, like when you would go to a restaurant and people were all chatting and having a good time, and this whole thing. And now you don't see that same type of environment take place because everyone is on their phones and everyone is so busy ignoring each other. I mean, it's just terrible. So the statistics of obesity and loneliness needs to be talked about. This, we have huge problems ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And really, a lot of people are profiting from our misery. And there are big industries that make a lot of money. I saw an advert recently on a big billboard, and it was for ice cream, and it had the picture of the big tub of ice cream and a box of tissues, and it said, "For when the breakup isn't mutual."
Oh my God.
Yeah. So in other words, you reach for the ice cream when somebody's dumped you or you're upset. And I see, because I'm aware of this, I see this all day, every day, how we are conditioned to reach for something, buy something, rather than have the feelings.
Exactly. And because I was thinking, what would the message be? If we were to invite the person to go in with their journal, what would the message be to go and journal their feelings? How did it feel now that this relationship is over? How would that message be? The same thing, the message could have been, it was the ice cream, but it could have been a pill.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so many things, and it's absolutely anything but the one thing that we need to be doing, which is feeling.
Yes. So you are now in a much better place. You're helping thousands of people in the location of where you are. You've written this book. Let's tell the audience right now where they can go get that book on Amazon. Can they get it? Can they get it there?
Oh, yes. On
Okay.
Amazon, it's you just key in my name and then the title of the book and it'll come straight up and you can buy it.
It's Sarah without an H, right?
That's right, yes.
It's Sarah, because there's some people that are driving, listening to this, some people are watching. So Sarah, Sara Ellis, Ellis. And what's the name of your book?
Stop overeating when what you want is sex.
Stop overeating when what you want is sex. That's a great title. That's a really great title.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, I really like that. So what about your social media handles? Let's let everybody know how they can find you on social media.
On Facebook, just look me up. Same Sarah Ellis, Sara Ellis, Ellis. And on Instagram, I'm Sarah Hypno Guru.
Hypno guru, yes. So do you receive a lot of results with taking people into hypnotherapy to reveal some of their patterns and then helping them shift those patterns?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it was one of the modalities that I used in my journey to, I don't really like the term weight loss, but to get healthy and manifest a healthier body. Yeah, it was one of the modalities that I came across. And that's how I got into being a hypnotherapist because I thought, wow, there is something different to dieting and going to the gym. You
Good
can
for
look at
you.
the emotional components of why you're overeating. And I thought, wow, I want to help other people do this.
That's so fantastic. I love that. Now, do you do work online as well?
I do, yes, I'm international. I'm all over the world, so I'm quite often working the evening, my time, which is when people are just getting up in other parts of the world. Yeah.
Oh, good. I mean, because when you look at, like you said, when I said here, obesity is the number one killer here in the United States. It's one of the top, if it's not the number one. But I don't know what the statistics are, but I know it's bad. And you said it's the same in the UK. And so there's a lot of people that could use your services and possibly try out hypnotherapy because it may be a tool that they haven't used because they've tried all the diets, they've checked all the boxes, they've done all the things, and nothing has helped.
Yeah. Well, again, there's an industry that gets very rich from the failure of diets. And even, I want to be really careful. I don't want to get sued. So I'm not going to name any names, but some big slimming clubs, they have a high failure rate and they rely on people coming back. They're not going to get rich from people being successful.
Yeah,
They're creating customers.
but we have to remember that if we're choosing self-love, if we're choosing new earth, if we're choosing longevity and health and renewal and vitality and well-being, if we're choosing those things for ourselves, then now is the time to break those cycles. Sara Ellis, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was so enlightening to speak with you. Thank you for the good work that you're doing, and may you continue to help as many people as you possibly can.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. It's been wonderful. And likewise, you continue spreading your wonderful message. And I hope that people get in touch with me so that we can connect more.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. My next guest is Lisa Williams. She is a mom of two girls. She first started out on her business journey in 2013 while she was on maternity leave with her eldest daughter, Alyssa. What originally started as a hobby became a passion and supported her through many difficult life lessons. In 2016, Lisa suffered her first miscarriage while trying for her second child again, and heartache occurred early in 2017 with her second loss. During this time, Lisa found herself in a dark place, and in that dark hole, she didn't know how to escape. So I'm gonna bring Lisa on now. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. So I, you know, right away, I want you to take us back to that dark hole that you didn't know how to escape.
Yeah, so I obviously, like you shared in the intro, I had gone through these difficult times through the miscarriages. I had, I didn't really know what to do. I was in a very much place of getting up, going to work, coming home, and going to bed. There wasn't any drive, there was no ambition. It was a very dark time, and I didn't really connect with me. I didn't really connect with people around me. I felt very isolated, very lonely, and it was a
time. Did you feel like a robot?
Yes, looking back, I was a robot. Looking back now, I lived a very robotic life, and I didn't really feel like a person. I felt very raw. I felt very vulnerable. I felt very cold, and it was a hard time. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because we're talking about the missing element of passion, and if you, you know, I can relate to the story because I had a similar story to where I felt like a robot. That's why I can relate to you, because I remember that I was working, you know, 24/7, and I had no passion. And that's what my soul was wanting. And it sounds like that's what happened to you. So you then ended up finding passion.
Yeah. So what I would call, I had a spiritual awakening. I was introduced to this world of abundance, the secret, the law of attraction. I'd never seen anything like this before. It was very new.
But I knew I had to get out of that dark place. So I embraced it. I started to learn. I started to understand it. I started to implement it. And I could see me change as a person inside. And that was where I was very lonely, dark, and cold as such.
Yeah, so basically, those dark places, the lonely places, the cold places, the robotic places that have never seen the love inside of you, that those were the places that needed now to be looked at and felt so that the love can be placed there with you at the helm.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. Literally hit the nail right on the head there.
I can understand. I can relate very much to the robotic feeling and just feeling disconnected, and then also being in that lonely, dark place. And I bet many, many people find themselves there right now, especially with in the state of the world. We were talking about loneliness on the last segment. And so loneliness is a big piece. But I also want to talk about the loss of your child. You know, you lost a child, right? The first child and second child?
Yeah, and then we did go on to lose a third child at a later date as well. So in total, we had lost three children at that time.
So, and did you give birth to all these children?
They were miscarriages, so they were early miscarriages.
Oh, they were early. Yeah. And so you really wanted to have more children. Have you had more children since?
We have, yes, we have. We have got a baby girl. She is now two. So she came obviously after all this heartache, and she completed the puzzle that we were missing. She's now two and a half nearly. So obviously we held on to that hope. And we didn't give up. And that was obviously a big part of the journey that we've been on as a couple.
What do you feel that the miscarriages were about at that time? Did you, you know, you're on a spiritual journey, you're in your awakening, you're in your spiritual gifts. And so, you know, did you explore, like, what is the meaning behind these miscarriages? What is this trying to tell me? Did you seek answers in that way?
Not as much at the time. Now I look back and I can see they were there for a lesson. They were there to make me find the spiritual journey. They were there to help me and guide me. And obviously the spirit side of the children are around me and I can feel the presence of them. So it definitely led me onto this journey. It definitely guides me on this journey. And because I've been through something very raw, very difficult, I can now connect with other people who have gone on a journey very similar or gone through some form of heartache. That if I hadn't have gone through that, I probably would never be able to understand the feelings and the emotions that they've been on. So it makes me more relatable, as I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. Because you were in that experience and now you're able to have compassion for those people and really understand what their loss feels like, because it is a loss. It is a letting go. And so that must have been really hard. And I love hearing you say that your children are around you now, even in the spirit world, that you have a connection with them. And so you're also able to support others on that level as well. So I see that you are the vision board queen.
Yes.
And so you're the vision board queen. So now, so are you creating vision boards of what it is that you're manifesting in the future, in your coming days, in your coming reality?
So I actually teach vision boards as a business. That is my business. So I teach people how to create a vision board. But not only that, I also support them on the journey to achieving those visions. And that can be through healing work, like Reiki, the chakra healing, and also any blocks and anything that they struggle with. It could be childhood traumas. It could be they just don't understand like manifesting. So anything along that journey to achieving that vision, that is what I do. My mission is to see them achieve their dreams, because I'm living the dream life that I created 5 years ago. And that is all through my own journey and my own spiritual awakening.
Yes, that is such a beautiful legacy and shift from feeling no passion at all, feeling like a robot, feeling disconnected, to going through this whole 5-year journey and then healing your own core woundings and healing your own separations and the shadow work and all the different things that you had to face and look at. And now you're giving back and helping others. And the vision boarding is fun.
It is. The actual creation is fun, and it's very therapeutic. You know, it's, you know, cutting out, sticking, it can be quite fun. And but there is work to get there. There is work to go underneath that board that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah. And do you find that there's resistance sometimes from people want, you know, having the resistance there and then not wanting to do that work? There's work to get there.
There is people that do come across those blocks like resistance, procrastination, and that is obviously what I support them with to stop that happening.
That's so good. So you're doing this as a business now. Let's tell the audience how they can find you on social media, how they can look you up and learn more about your vision board business.
Absolutely. So you can always find me on Facebook as Lisa Williams. I do have a Facebook group community called the Vision Board Lounge, and you will also find me over on Instagram under Lisa Williams, I think it's hyphen Vision Board Queen, but I'm sure the links are in the thread for this anyway, so you will definitely find me. If you type in Vision Board Queen anywhere, I'm pretty sure you will find me pop up.
That's a good name, Vision Board Queen. That's a good name. And that's very telling about, okay, so you believe and create vision boards, and it's fun. It's a wonderful way to create. And like you said, there's other elements involved. Now, what are the final words you want to leave the audience with today?
I'd love to leave them with, if you've got a dream, don't sit back and wait. Take action. And go and get that dream, because you deserve everything you desire.
Yeah, you deserve everything. And do you also find that the women that you work with, because I'm sure it's mostly women, the women that you work with, that there is sometimes, you know, low self-worth issues where they don't believe that they're worthy to live the life that they desire?
Yeah. And that is the healing journey that we take them through, because everyone is worthy.
Exactly. Even a 2-year-old little baby that hasn't earned any degrees, that hasn't earned anything in life, hasn't written any books, hasn't done anything achievable, hasn't earned any money. But that baby is worthy and deserving of value and respect. And
absolutely.
So, Vision Board Queen, Lisa Williams, it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest, Karen Oliver. She serves women from ages 18 and up in supporting purpose lifestyle and seeking long-term goals. She's a life purpose coach and a health and nutrition coach. She helps people with food and weight management for diabetic and autoimmune patients. She does so much more, but I'm going to welcome her to the show right now. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you all for having me today.
Yes, it's wonderful that you're here. So how did you get started in this industry? Did you have your own personal story with, is that how you got started in this?
Yes, Courtney, I had my own personal story. I never thought that, you know, I would be coaching anybody or teaching, but I'm a great listener. I've always been told that I just have the gift of just listening to others and taking what's going on. And I never thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur. And you know how it's crazy how you've always been doing something, but you just thought it would be something as a, you know, just, I just want to, you know, encourage this person or do something on the side. And I started a women's group called Fearfully Committed in 2017. And I was just inspiring women and listening to problems. And then, you know, I had my own health scare and my own life scare. I have a autoimmune disorder called rheumatism. Had it since I was 12, but I really didn't get diagnosed. You know, once you go to the doctor, they have to diagnose you first. And so when I had my daughter in 2007, that's when they diagnosed me with a form of rheumatism, which is so many forms of autoimmune disorders that's connected to rheumatoid arthritis. And so I wasn't taking care of myself. You know, I know we've always been there. I wasn't taking care of myself. And, you know, my joints and muscles and things just started declining even after I had my daughter. Then in 2016, it was like, wait a minute, I definitely need to do something. I need to start eating the right things and taking care of my body and knowing when my body doesn't feel good. And so I've been in the healthcare field since probably, I want to say 2009, off and on. So I still want to stay in healthcare. I said, if I'm going to coach, I still want to help people even with health. And so I decided to go get certified in life coaching and life purpose coaching, which is a dual enrollment. And then, you know, I still wanted to help people with, you know, autoimmune disorders, as well as we got so many things going on, anything that I can help with. I wanted to do that as well. And I just felt like I was driven to women so much because I was a person out there that, well, a young lady out there that was floating around like, what is my purpose? What is I'm here for? And, you know, when the world stopped in 2020, the light bulb came on. It was like, Karen, you've been doing this all along. Like, this is your purpose. This is something that you are supposed to be going into. And I knew going into it that there would be bumps, you know, bumps and bruises and stuff like that. But when it's connected to you, it makes you scared. And so you have to step into that realm of knowing, let me help somebody else and let me encourage somebody else the way that I had to. encourage myself, trying to fit in to, you know, this crowd or that. No, you're just you. You're just authentic you. And I feel like as women, we have to accept the fact that we have to know who we are and why we're here. And if nobody else accepts that, oh, that's okay. But you do have a purpose and you do have a gift. And I wanted to be able to help in that area.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a quote. You're going to love this quote. The quote is, "We were never born to fit into this old world. We were born to create the new one."
Yes, I love it. I love it.
We weren't born to fit in because we can't fit into these boxes that we're, you know, we've been conditioned to fit in and then try to conform to things that we've don't resonate with, right?
Right.
So you said a lot of things, but you started out so brilliantly. You know, everything that you said is very well articulated and laid out. So what you said was that you were already very organic and natural at doing something that you is easy for you. It's easy for you to do. Now, this is a skill that actually you could be teaching workshops on, just that thing alone, because I feel that our humanity out there has lost this skill.
Yes.
The skill that you so naturally have, and that is the art of listening.
Yes.
It's because, you know, everyone is so anxious and so hyperactive that people don't take the time to listen to each other, because right away when somebody else is speaking, they are right away wanting to respond to what they hear the person say, instead of just really being present and listening to the person, because they're so attached to their ego or wanting to, you know, prove a point or be right or whatever it is, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's so true.
So I think, you know, that alone is a huge skill. And I'm really glad that you recognize that and realize that in yourself, that this is what I'm really good at. And then now you're bringing that into the coaching, that you went and got certified and said, "I really want to help people." Now, where are you with your autoimmune disorder? Are you healed from it? Are you still working on it?
I am actually, to be honest, still working on it. And to be honest, it's not severe. I was on as needed medication, but because I have researched the plant-based and natural things that I need to eat to keep it from being inflamed, it's the muscles and joints that get inflamed. And so I'm not saying that, hey, don't take your medicine, but what are you doing to decrease, you know, that amount of pain or that amount of inflammation? So right now I'm not on any of the as needed medication, but I still go to the doctor to get checked. They'd be like, "Well, Karen, you know, you still need to keep it." Yet, and yes, I do. But if I'm doing the home remedies and stuff like that, it'd be like, "Hey, I'm not in pain, so why I'm going to take something if I'm not, you know, in pain?" So it's always there. It's just that you want to get to a point where you're saying, "Oh, I don't need to keep going to get these refills, or I don't have to use this."
Yeah. That's really good. So may you continue on to keep improving and getting better and, you know, staying off the meds, because those also have the side effects as well, which, you know, it's good that you're like, "Hey, I don't need to take this if I'm not in pain." And that's true. So, and the body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. And when we actually create an environment for ourselves, where we're like, "Okay, what was this showing us? What was this teaching us? And then how can I move beyond it now and, you know, extend my life force energy?" So, you know, that's a thing. So you helping women now with, you know, their own nutrition, you know, issues and other issues, I'm sure, are coming up too, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, now you're a coach, now you're a businesswoman, and now you are marketing.
Yeah.
Right.
And so yes,
is that what you're talking about? Those are the bumps and the different things that right? Because that's not easy.
Not.
It's not easy to all of a sudden, because it's nice to think that, oh, good. You know, I've got these certifications, I've got these degrees, I've got this, and now I'm ready to serve. And then where's my people?
Right.
Right.
That's a process.
It's a process, and it's a daily process, because mm-hmm. you have to be for your business every single day, and every single day you have to be looking at, where are my people?
That's right. And it's a task that you have to have patience, because if you don't have patience, you can sign a client, and I tell people this, you can sign a client, but do they really want the help? Are they engaged? Are they going to do the work? Are you serious about, you know, your mind and your body and your soul? Because it's just like us, we can pay for anything all day long. We can go get a pair of shoes, but if the shoes are sitting in the closet, we never wear them. It's like, I just wasted money on shoes. So it's like, you have to be willing to invest and care about your future and care about your health.
Yeah, and finding those people that want that. Yeah. That's the thing, because those are your ideal clients, right? Those are your ideal people that want to work with you. Why don't we now take a moment and give the audience your social media handles, how people can find you and look you up on social media.
Okay. I am on Instagram as KarenOliver_41, and LinkedIn is going to be Karen Oliver, which is my second business Instagram. Facebook is just Karen Oliver, and Twitter is ReadyBattle36.
Twitter is what?
ReadyBattle36.
Okay, ReadyBattle. I'm curious about that one. Yeah.
Somebody actually encouraged me. Before I went into the coaching business, they was telling me how fierce I was, and I had a kind of crazy anonymous name, and they said, you seem to be a woman of force, so you need to change your handle. And this was like probably, gosh, 5 or 6 years ago, and that's the name that I came up with.
Yeah, I love that. You know, we need to be warriors.
Yeah.
The fact that you know that you are a force, a woman of force, that you know you're here to succeed, you're here to rise above, you're here to motivate and inspire and help, and you know, and nothing's gonna stop you.
That's right.
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 And nothing's gonna stop you. So it's basically unstoppable.
Yes, I love that word.
And the thing about it is, we know it's gonna be every day. It's going to be showing up for your business, showing up for yourself. And we have to take those sabotages, those doubts, and all those other things that come up in our human experience, and put them, you know, aside, so that you can keep showing up for your business, so you can be there for your clients.
That's correct. And that's what other people have to know. Other people, I know we want to give up so quickly, but no, if it's your purpose and it's connected to you, you have to keep going no matter how hard it gets.
That's it. So Karen, I just want to tell you, you know, when you're next time you're on LinkedIn, you know, connect with me there, Cornelia.
Definitely will.
So do that. And I appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Cornelia.
Yeah, it's wonderful having you on. And I wish you all the success, and carry on, and, you know, be unstoppable.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for having me.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life. Discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to come back on and say I was going to introduce us to our next guest, and there must have been some sort of a situation because she's not here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the show, and I just want to say thank you to our loyal listeners who tune into the KS, the Cornelia Stephanie show, and also to, you know, our audience that watches us on YouTube. I want to thank you so much for being there as well. So thank you to Jacob and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you to all the wonderful guests and the loyal listeners. We appreciate you so much. We're going to see you next week on Stories of Hope. Take good care, everyone. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.